Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. And I uploaded a couple of YouTube shorts, and I realized, I'm like, oh, if I said link in the description to a podcast that I recorded, but I really didn't record about the previews of the NFC, the AFC, and the shorts are the avenue that I'm doing to have an excuse to start recording again about these podcasts and stuff. I don't know, I got out of like the rotation and stuff because of my work and whatever. Maybe I will get into a rotation eventually. Maybe I won't, I don't know. But I want to talk about the NFC. So if you didn't watch the video, basically, my predictions are pretty much like everyone else's. You know, everyone else is predicting the Eagles to kind of have this resurgence. My division winners are Green Bay, Los Angeles, Tampa, and the Eagles. So pretty, I guess, solid. I mean, it's what the odds have. And then my wild card teams being the Cowboys, Vikings, and 49ers. So yeah, that's pretty basic. So if we go division by division, let's just start off with the NFC East. There's a little bit more detailed description. It's weird because I'm used to doing these more talking really fast to make sure I get a point off in like a minute. Anyway, so the Eagles, if we just break it down, they have the best offensive line, best defensive line. Their coaching is a little bit of a concern. I mean, Nick Sirianni cooked up some special things. It took him forever to realize, hey, we need a run as a team, but maybe they did figure it out, and maybe that will last a long time with the Eagles. I'm not sure how long I'm going to spend on every single team, but I mean, they've been drafting well. They got rid of Arcega Whiteside, Jalen Reagor, and it feels like that's kind of working for them. They got rid of the ghosts. But yeah, it's going to bear down to the offensive line, which if they can stay healthy, they're going to win the division. And then Hurts, I mean, he's improving year by year, so we'll see that. But then the Cowboys, like, if you just break down the roster, and then the coaching with it. I mean, you're relying on Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore to really propel this offense. Because, I mean, I do it in some years when I'm like, this roster isn't talented, and all of a sudden they exceed my expectations, kind of like what the Cardinals did last year. The Cardinals last year was more about like their coaching. I didn't really believe in, and they ended up, you know, exceeding that. But I mean, the offensive, Terrence Steele at left tackle, and then Tyler Smith, and you know, Zach Martin, who's getting a little older. Like, this is an average offensive line now without Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins. And you take a look at their weapons. Like, CeeDee Lamb, no, he's going to be good. He dealt with a little bit of drop problems, a little bit of route running issues earlier in his career. But he's going to be fine. But James Washington is going to be out. You're relying on not Cedric Wilson or Amari Cooper, who I thought was overrated. But you're not relying on them anymore. You're relying on Michael Gallup. Well, I like, but he's not great, you know? He's a guy that you want to pay $7-9 million a year as a wide receiver 2/ideally 3 option. But he's not really that guy. And then what are you going to get on the run as far as running backs? All of a sudden I'm hearing this Saquon resurgence, but from Jerry Jones, I'm hearing more about our Ezekiel Elliott resurgence. And then on their defensive line, a bunch of pieces that they dropped in the 3rd, 4th round over the past few years. And then you're hoping that DeMarcus Lawrence comes back. But then, you know, Michael Parsons, yeah. But there's only so much you can do. And then your secondary is Kelvin Joseph and Trayvon Diggs. You know, you're kind of, it's a bunch of question marks there. So let's move on to the Giants, because this podcast already mentioned 2 teams and we're only 3 minutes through the podcast. The Washington Commanders are kind of interesting because they look at their roster and have talent. It's just that, like, the offensive line, they got rid of so much. I was not a Samuel Cosmi lover in the draft. As far as Sadiq Charles, he's all right, but where are you going to get your offensive line good play? The best piece on your offensive line is your center. I know there's some offensive lines that have their center as their best piece, and they're a good offensive line, but it's not really that common where that happens. And then the weapons are good. I mean, Terry, you have Jahan Dotson. You have who'd they draft last year? De'Ami Brown, who people, I think, was just overhyped, and, like, he doesn't have that long speed, whatever. And then you have Carson Wentz, who needs a good offensive line. He needs good weapons to succeed. So it's good, not great. So if you tackle that depth a little bit, Curtis Samuel as well. But if you get that depth a little bit weak, I don't know what they're going to quite offer. And the Logan Thomas as well. But this could be a sneaky good team that, like, nobody's talking about. It's just that Ron Rivera hasn't proven it yet. And then the defense kind of disappointed last year. But if they all of a sudden somehow pick it back up, I forgot what changes they made. But They find their defensive coordinator and they didn't fire him. And then the Giants, I've mentioned the Giants too much, but the thing is, they need to stay healthy. They're a thin team as it is. Like, just looking at their starters, they're pretty good. They're a pretty good team just looking at their starters. Then we got rid of Blake Martinez and James Bradbury. If we had those, the outlook would look way better. The interior guard depth is kind of weak. But this is going to be a good team, especially with coaching. If you give Daniel Jones time, he is going to operate this offense. You know, there's going to be some really bad-looking games, but I think don't forget how good he looked at the beginning of last season. You had people, the Saints game, the Washington game, they were saying, Daniel Jones, look at how much he's changed. Don't forget those first 4 weeks. And he's in a new offensive system, I get it. Just Kadarius Toney, the way he runs routes, he's going to continually be injured. Kenny Galladay, there's a thing with him. I could see him getting the Blake Martinez treatment. I think he was going to. Well, they just weren't in a position to do that because of the way the money flowed. But they're Shane and Dable are shaping this roster to something they want to be. And that's one division in about 6 minutes. So let's hurry it up. So the NFC West, I kind of worry about Matt Stafford's injury. Apparently he's fine. But Joe Noteboom, I mean, he's replacing a 40-year-old Andrew Whitworth. So, I mean, I'm not sure how much of the drop-off is going to be, but somebody has to replace him, and then the offensive line is getting weaker. I mean, last year, look at who they drafted. So that's a bad draft that they had. The strategy that they have is bringing in guys at rich positions, cornerback, wide receiver, paying them, and then kind of drafting well at the offensive line position, which last year was a wasted draft. Now this year, you have a little bit more optimism about the people they drafted, but still, last year was a wasted draft. Tutu Atwell, at the Eskridge. I'm thinking about Seattle because they've drafted bad, but they didn't have a good draft last year. Only drafted like three people, but they have to bank on their undrafted free agents, and I don't know who they are, so I can't really comment about that. I had them at 11 wins. And then I have the 49ers at 10. I think Trey Lance's accuracy is going to hurt him, but I mean, there's only so much that can hurt you in the Shanahan offense. Guys are going to be open. I hear really good things about Debo, good things about the guy who just got signed. Brandon Ayuk. Sorry if it takes me a while to think about names. I don't do this every day anymore, so it's hard to recall names. I think Mike McGlinchey is all right in pass pro, but a little bit overrated. The only pieces you have is like Trent Williams. And then take a look at the rest of our offensive line. So that's going to be a problem for Trey Lance a little bit. But this Shanahan's going to figure out a scheme to make them successful. So have them at 10 wins with Trey Lance kind of improving throughout the year. And they're going to be a playoff seed, like a 6-7 seed. And then the Cardinals, their discipline got better last year, but they were one of the most penalized teams. So that kind of shows you the coaching. Late season collapses, we all know, yada, yada, yada. Made fun of Kyler Murray, the contract. But this defense, what are the pieces here? You have an old J.J. Watt. I mean, I like – did they draft Cameron Thomas? No, I think they drafted Myjai Sanders, or maybe both. I think they drafted both. So you have some young pieces there. But, they're true third-round, fourth-round prospects. You have J.J. Watt. You have Isaiah Simmons. You have their safety, Buda Baker. Don't love everything else. I mean, Marco Wilson, he's all right, but he's a below-average starter. I mean, their defense is really missing pieces here. Zayman Collins, you have some young guys here, but a lot of question marks on the defense. I had them at like a C-rated defense, and I don't love their coaching either. And then their offensive line kind of thinning out. You have Humphreys at your left tackle, and then Pugh, and then you kind of just remain the same. I think Josh Jones has looked good in the preseason from the limited reps I saw, but there's a lot of questions there. And then you're missing DeAndre Hopkins for the first couple weeks, so it may really hurt them. Just so you know, I have the Chiefs -4 in Glendale. Are they still playing Glendale? I don't know. But then the Seahawks are just going to suck. But, you know, they drafted pretty well this year. The Charles Cross look good, always susceptible to the bull rush. Same thing with Abraham Lucas a little bit too. I think, you know, Charles Cross is going to be the better prospect. Heard good things about Woolen, Kobe Bryant. But thing is, why you're hearing good things about them, because they're the only guys. They spent their money at safety. You know, they allocated their resources the wrong way. So Seattle, I mean, you have Geno Smith. They're going to win 4 or 5 games this year, max. I mean, when Geno Smith was in there, they were competitive. But when people get film on Geno, they know how to solve them. They know the predictability offense is going to be pretty brutal. That was a little bit of a quicker division. Try to keep this around 17, 18 minutes. You have the NFC South. I mentioned Tom Brady and the injury. People are shitting on Kyle Trask because he's thrown picks. The thing is with Kyle Trask, what's going to eventually be his demise is he can't move. So he's just a stationary in the pocket. He can't get out of the pocket. But he's the backup to the backup, maybe. So let's not talk about him that much. That franchise, guys, has Tampa rated as the number one team. My question is, how old can this team be? Like, Tristan Wirfs is a good young piece. Antoine Winfield is a pretty young piece. But their secondary is like average to below average. You need a good secondary. And they kind of let you down in the playoffs. I mean, they let like 30 points in the playoffs. This offensive line, you know, you have Tryon, Chirica, whatever he changed his name to, because guys like changing their names. I didn't love him coming out of college. You know, he seems like an Ojulari-esque type talent. I think Ojulari is just a tad bit better, but, you know, he can bend the edge. He can defend the run. He can do things like that. So I don't mind that, but it's like, you spent a lot of money on this defense after you won the championship, and now it's like, okay, JPP's gone. Shaquille Barrett, I mean, he's only getting older, you know. And then your Devin White, he hasn't really been the star that you wanted him to be. So yeah, the defense is like, I think it's like B minus tier. I don't know exactly where I ranked them, the B to a C, somewhere around there. And then the offense, I mean, losing depth on the offensive line besides Tristan Wirfs. I think Donovan Smith is like a league average, you know, tackle. But on the interior, not really getting much. And then you're relying on old Julio Jones. Like Tom Brady's connection, he's going to try to develop that. Instead of Gronk, it's going to be with him. And then you have the Panthers. I think, you know, I'm kind of buying into them a little bit more. It's just, I think Tyler Moten is one of the most overrated players in the league. I know I keep on saying overrated. Players are really overrated. But, I mean, I watch him in pass pro. He's just awful. I mean, he's a little bit better in the run. But on the interior, we have Brady Christensen, a couple other players I'm forgetting off the top of my head. But they're going to be like a league average to a little bit below average offensive line. Ikem Ekwonu is going to go through his struggles. You have a decent wide receivers. You brought in a couple of guys. You got a guy from the Eagles. Or they got some depth there. Laviska Shenault. So, I mean, all right. I mean, they're kind of like they remind me a lot of the Washington. They're going to be like a 7-8 win team max. But Baker, we'll see what he does. It's going to be, I'm really interested to see this team. And then the Saints, I had them barely missing the playoffs. It's just too many injury questions. I mean, Trevor Penning is out. I thought he'd go through his struggles. But, you know, the offensive line is going to be solid, I think. They're going to be a little bit above average, like a top 10-ish offensive line, even with Trevor Penning's struggles. But, I mean, if you take a look at it with their wide receivers, Michael Thomas, is he even going to play? I mean, it's better than last year. Chris Olave, he was like my fifth-ranked guy coming out, so he's not horrible. He's a number one. He's a round number one receiver, you know, route running, speed, all that. But, yeah, I don't love that pick. I think they kind of whiffed a little bit on the first round. But, you know, the guys, they're not bad. It's just that they weren't as good as I think that they could have gotten. And then the defense, yeah, they've been guys dropping like five. Lost CJ, Marcus May gone, and I'm not sure how much too much I want to mention about the defense. It's gonna be like 10-15 ish. I think yeah. I mean they've allocated resource well, but I heard good things about Paulson Adebo and the guy out of Ohio State, Pete Werner. And let's talk about the Falcons. People are like, oh, the Falcons can surprise this year. I mean, Arthur Smith is gonna be a bully coach. And he's going to wear down this team. Desmond Ridder is going to be all right towards the end of the season. But this offensive line is really going to be the demise of the team. I like Jalen Mayfield more than most people did. It was funny because I was like down on him in the beginning. And then all of a sudden people thought he sucked. I'm like, no, he's not as bad as people think. And apparently he does suck. But Jake Matthews and the two first round picks he had the other year. You know, pretty good. One of them ended up being pretty good. I'm just forgetting names because I don't watch the Falcons. But I remember one of them is like, okay, yeah, you got what you wanted. But you were relying on slow Kyle Pitts. Slow-ish. I mean, he's a tight end. You know, Drake London. You have to get guys in space. It's all going to be scheme-dependent this year. And then the defense, it's A.J. Terrell and then everyone else. I like Arnold Debiketie. Leonard Jacquard, I think, is going to surprise some people. But yeah, not really that much in the secondary. Do they have a second secondary piece? Oh, Cam Hayward. He's going to be all right. But, you know, let's be honest, they're a 4-5 win team. They're going to be picking in the top three in the draft. And then finally, okay, you got the NFC, what did we not do? The North. I was kind of buying on the Vikings, but now everyone's buying in on it, so I don't really like it anymore. But they have a new offense. That's going to be the gist of it. I think they're going to be a 9-10 win team, sneak into the playoffs. You know, Kirk Cousins is going to, and don't ask me to break down X's and O's. I just can't do that. Dustin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, and then a bunch of other guys. So if one of them goes down, it's like, okay, what do we do? But Justin Jefferson is a true, like, top three receiver in the league. You have the offensive line. You have two good left tackle, right tackle. I like Uda on the offensive line. I kind of like what I've seen for him. I saw a game with him last year and a game with him this year. I'm like, people are really underrating this guy. If Christian Darrisaw isn't what you think he'd be, he'll be pretty good. But the interior is kind of struggling. You haven't really like solved that. But Brian O'Neill, he's pretty good. And yeah, so I mean, and then the defense, your focus is not towards that, and you kind of misstepped over the past couple of years, and a lot of the older guys keep on getting older, especially like now Kendricks is getting older, now Harrison is getting older, so you don't love that, but you have some good defensive line pieces, and maybe they'll kind of surprise, and hopefully one of the young corners that they have will do well. And then the Green Bay Packers, they're going to have an elite defense this year. I hope people know that. You have some younger players, but they're going to get better and better as the season goes on. Not too worried about Aaron Rodgers missing his weapons. They're going to focus on the run. And then Rodgers kind of developing that relationship towards the end of the year. It's going to be a constant struggle, but I think they drafted well on the offensive line. Zach Tom is a beast. I don't know how he fell to the fourth round. He's better than Trevor Penning. I had him rated better than Trevor Penning, who went to the top 19. So I don't know. They keep on finding these pieces. Obviously, it kind of hurts that they didn't get Creed Humphrey, and they have the other guy that they, the other center that they drafted. I'm forgetting his name now. But, you know, their corners, Stokes is like the third best corner. You have Jair, Alexander, the, you know, linebacker, defensive line. I mean, this team has a playoff run written all over it. As far as the Lions, I've been kind of joking about Dan Campbell, but honestly, I mean, he gets his team riled up, and if the team gets riled up, that's fine. We'll just see. He made some questionable calls last year as far as, like, game-time situations, but I think he's a relatively smart guy. It's just, like, how much can you go with losing and then Jared Goff at your quarterback to keep on making your team fight? I think this year and the next year, you're really going to have to get that new guy, and that's going to be really important for the development of this team. Heard some good things about their corners. Apparently, Jeff Okuda is looking pretty good. Oriarie, I haven't really heard that many things about him this year in the training camp, but last year he did pretty well. And then defensive line, offensive line, kind of like the Eagles, they're solid there. Penei Sewell is still going to go through his struggles, but this is Andrew Thomas here, his second year. We'll see how he does towards the end of the season. And then that's pretty much it. I mean, Frank Ragnow, the offensive line is going to be pretty good. And the defensive line, young talent. You need a guy to break out, though, but you have Aiden Hutchinson. We'll see how that goes. And then final team is ending off on a high note. We're ending off with – no, that was it. No, the Bears. Oh, yeah, no. They suck. I mean, Justin Fields, the only thing good is, like, his upside. Receivers keep on getting injured. They got Alex Leatherwood, though. They just didn't focus any attention on the offensive line. I know they wouldn't have Justin Fields if they wouldn't have traded their first-round pick, but Evan Neal would make this team look just a little bit better than what it is right now. And the defense, like, pretty much no pieces. I mean, you heard good things about the rookies, but again, the rookies, there's a reason why you're hearing good things about a rookie on a non-talented team. You're not hearing about rookies on, like, let's say a Green Bay-ish, like, team that already has a bunch of corners. Oh, this guy's looking good. No, because everyone else sucks on the Bears. That's why the players look good. And that's kind of my thoughts. So I have them at, like, probably the first or second overall pick, like a 3-4 win team. But, you know, Matt Eberflus, you know, we'll see how they do in the future, yada, yada, yada. So, again, my playoff teams were pretty much everyone from last year, adding the Vikings and subtracting the Cardinals. And then the Vikings just get over the Cardinals. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't want to do, like, an MVP type thing because I didn't do the AFC and NFC. But, yeah, that's kind of my predictions. That's how I see the season going. I did make a graphic that included in the video the biggest, like, sleeper, the Bengals team. If there was a team that went on a Bengals, like, run, or a team that, like, you thought would be, like, all right, like, bad, well, bad, that ends up surprising, that would be the Lions. Because they do have a bunch of talent. I just don't trust their quarterback to make the crucial throws in the right time. But the Bengals, like, kind of did. So I could see them kind of sneaking into the playoffs because there's going to be a team that's sneaky that sneaks into the playoffs. So I also see the Panthers being a candidate there in Washington as well. It just really depends on Carson Wentz and maybe Sam Howell. I don't know. The thing is, there's going to be a quarterback that gets injured that we're all surprised about. It's going to be, you know, like Ryan Fitzpatrick first week gone. Like you envisioned the Washington last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick the entire year. There's going to be a quarterback. You know, Kirk Cousins never got injured. It happens every single year, so that's going to be interesting. I may make a separate video about that. Those sort of unexpected things are going to happen. As far as the biggest disappointment, it's going to be the Cowboys. I mean, they're just kind of depressed with that entire team. The only good thing about them is Michael Parsons. The team is going to be like Mike McCarthy. Is going to be a bunch of drama. Should he be the coach? Should Kellen Moore be the coach? It's going to be a bunch of distractions. And then I think that was it. I mean, the sleeper, like a Bengals-like run. And then a team that can make a Super Bowl run like the Bengals did, but is expected to be good, is the Eagles because they have all the pieces. The real question is Jalen Hurts, and I'm putting all that expectation on the Eagles, so they end up being like another version of how they were in 2011. History repeats itself, guys. The dream team. You hear people saying that. And yeah, it's funny because you break down rosters in about 20 minutes. Like, you didn't mention the Eagles with like wide receivers. I mean, I didn't mention any running back positions. It's funny how like the NFL's changed. I didn't mention any single, like, oh, the running back's pretty good. No, I mentioned their offensive line because that's kind of what depends more in the scheme. That is kind of interesting. I didn't mention any, besides Ezekiel Elliott, I didn't really mention any running backs. Saquon Barkley, I did. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this video. It's about 20 minutes, and oh, I should have made it at like 2023 on the dot. It's too late for that. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel for more analysis. That's usually a minute now because I'm entering the new phase and the new era of stuff. All right, bye, guys.